Joyfully to the Lord, you righteous. It is fitting for the upright to praise him. Sing to him a new song. Play skillfully and shout for joy. For the word of the Lord is right and true. He is faithful in all he does. The Lord loves righteousness and justice. The earth is full of his unfailing love.
So is my word that goes out from my mouth. It will not return to me empty, but will achieve the purpose for which I sent it. You will go out in joy and be led forth in peace. The mountains and the hills will burst into song before you, and all the trees of the field will clap their hands.
Silent, all creation. nation will rise and shout. If we fail to praise you, Father, then will the very rocks cry out.
Sight, all the saints, his father's blood, and when Jesus Jesus is my Lord, my Master and Savior. Jesus is my Lord, my Master and Savior. Jesus is my Lord, my Master, my Savior. Now and forevermore, hallelujah. Now and forevermore.
Praise you, Jesus, Son of God, and the blood of the Lamb, King of kings and Lord of lords, God of Abraham, hallelujah.
Jesus is the one who delivers me daily.
Jesus is the one who delivers me daily. Jesus is the one who delivers me daily from my sin and shame. Hallelujah. From my sin and shame. Praise you, Jesus, Son of God, and the blood of the Lamb, King of kings and Lord of lords, God of Abraham, hallelujah, God of Abraham, hallelujah, God of Abraham. Will clap their hands as we go out with joy.
Have mercy on me, O God, according to your unfailing love. According to your great compassion, blot out my transgressions and cleanse me from my sin. Create in me a pure heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me.
Be joyful always. Pray continually. Give thanks in all circumstances. For this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. May God himself, the God of peace, sanctify you through and through. May your whole spirit, soul, and body be kept blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. The one who calls you in is faithful, and he will do it.
With my soul.
Just before the break of day, just before the break of day, just before the break of day, give me Jesus.
Inspire them to obey. Oh, may all who come behind us find us. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me.
Just a carpenter, they say, leading fools astray. Yet many kneel to give him praise. And in his eyes they glimpse the power
that sees the heart of a man, and he knows the Father's mind, and he speaks his Father's words, for he comes in the name of the Lord. There is strength in the name of the Lord. There is power in the name of the Lord. There is hope in the name of the Lord. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. When my plans are fallen through, and when my strength is nearly gone, when there's nothing left to do but just depend on you and the power of your name, and when we call upon your name, your strength through weakness to show, we can know the Master's plan, we can reach the Master's hand, when we come in the name of the Lord. There is strength in the name of the Lord. There is power in the name of the Lord. There is hope in the name of the Lord. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. His name will be worshipped forever. Creator, Redeemer, and King, the King of Kings. There is strength in the name of the Lord. There is power in the name of the Lord. There is hope in the name of the Lord. Blessed is he who comes. Blessed is he who comes. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. The name of the Lord.
Little more my size over here. Thank God for the fact that there is power and there is strength and there is hope in the name of the Lord. Thank you for your ministry thus far, and we look forward for the remaining part of it in just a very few minutes. Just a very few announcements. We'd remind those who are seniors of the Seniors Fellowship that is meeting on Thursday afternoon or Thursday noon at Carrion Luncheon. There is information in the bulletin about that. We're hosting our seniors from Waterloo Trinity Church. And if you're a senior or you feel like one, we want you to know that you are welcome to share in that on Thursday. And then those of you who are contemplating membership at the Markham Missionary Church, we'd remind you of the classes on Friday evening from 7 until 9, and then on Saturday morning from 9 until 12. There are application forms on the brochure rack in the hall, and you are welcome. If you're considering membership, we'd ask you to pick one up. And if you'd just like to find out before you take a membership form what we believe and are just a bit more about us, then feel free to join us on Friday evening and also on Saturday morning. And then next Lord's Day. I don't want any men to answer this question, but what day is next Sunday? You don't know what it is? Okay. Father's Day next Sunday, all day, and you're invited to our services, Sunday school, as well as the evening service and the morning service. And then, on a sad note, there are a number in this congregation who knew Mr. John Schmucker, who lives just down the road from us. He passed away this week, and the funeral will be held from our church tomorrow, or rather, tomorrow, Monday afternoon at 2 o'clock. There is viewing this evening. If you did not know about his passing, viewing in the Dixon Garland Funeral Home until 9 o'clock this evening. It's offering time. Just a moment. I'm going to call on the ushers to come forward for prayer, and then we will worship the Lord in this way. As most of you know, some of you may not know, the project for our anniversary offering this year is our organ fund. We have ordered an organ that is going to be delivered next May. We have already almost reached the halfway mark in our project. And if you would like to give towards our organ project, I believe there are organ fund envelopes in front of you. If there aren't, there are other offering envelopes, and you can mark on the envelope organ fund, and it will go towards the purchase of our new organ. If you'd like to do that, we would certainly be grateful. As you know, we don't insist that you give, but we give the opportunity to give. And if you would care to do so, as I said, we would receive it gratefully. Ushers, would you come forward, please, for prayer? And we will worship the Lord as we give to Him. Father, be pleased, we pray, to receive the gifts of your people as they give to you at this time. In Jesus' name, amen.
This is hymn number 240, while the offering is being taken. Why don't you find that hymn? We're going to sing a couple of verses together. On the first verse,
all hail the power of Jesus' name. Angels prostrate fall. Bring forth the royal diadem. Crown him Lord of all. Bring forth the royal diadem and crown him Lord of all.
Let's stand together and sing verses 3 and 4 together.
Let every kindred, every tribe, this terrestrial call to Him of Majesty ascribe. Crown Him Lord of all. To Him of Majesty ascribe. Crown Him Lord of all. Oh, that with yonder sacred throng we at His feet may fall. We'll join the everlasting song. Crown Him Lord of all. We'll join the
Lord, were the heavens made, their starry host by the breath of His mouth. When I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars which you have set in place, what is man that you are mindful of him? O Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth.
Your attitude should be that of Christ Jesus, who being in very nature God, but humbled himself and became obedient to death, even death on a cross. Therefore, God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee shall bow and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord.
Praise the name of Jesus, by whom
Amen. 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 Sing it over. Listen to my story. It's a story about my Jesus. Amen. Amen. See the little baby, always wrapped in a manger on Christmas morning. Amen. See him at the seashore, talking to the fishermen, and he's making them disciples. Amen. 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 See him at the seashore, he's talking to the fishermen, and he's making them disciples. Amen. Amen. Marching through Jerusalem, oh, they're waving palm branches in pomp and splendor. Amen. Amen. See him in the garden, he's praying to his Father in deepest sorrow. Amen. Led before Pilate, then they crucified him, but he rose on Easter. Glory, hallelujah. Jesus died to save you and me, and he lives forever. Amen. 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 Amen.
Come. invite you to stand with us for our final song, which is the Hallelujah Chorus. And we just let's praise God together as we listen to this wonderful piece of music.
Here that says if you go up to close at the end, would you ask the choir to stay on the platform for a photograph, and it's signed by Thanks. It won't keep you there long. I was thinking as the service came to a close of a couple of verses of scripture found in Galatians 3 verses 27 and 28 that says, as many of you as have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ or clothed yourselves with Christ, where there is neither Jew nor Greek, where there is neither male nor female, bond nor free, but Christ is all and in all. And I thought as I watched the choir and as I listened to them, I thought how good it is to realize that people from different denominations, so you could put in those denominational names, that they really aren't going to separate us when we get to heaven. And we could think of different nationalities. And it was good to see those who have come to minister to us tonight, to realize that they are from different denominations, different places, different racial backgrounds. But I just thank God for those who can work together to use the gifts that God has given them to honor and glorify the Lord and to cause us to rejoice together. And I know on behalf of each one of you who is here this evening, join with me to thank the Pears Chorale, their accompanist, and Lloyd Knight for their ministry to us this evening. The Lord bless you as you go on to continue to serve Him as you have this evening and on in the days ahead. Would you please stand with me for the benediction? Father, this has been a good day. It's been a good weekend. We again thank you for your blessing. And we thank you for tonight. We thank you for the messages in song. And I mean that, Father. I thank you, Father, for each message in song that came tonight. And may we not be forgetful. May we go away humming the tunes, but also thinking of the words and responding to the exhortations that we have received by song. And Father, especially as we think of the closing selection, the great Hallelujah Chorus, and the way that we have so much and the purpose and the reason that we have so much to thank you for, may we go away not only singing the Hallelujah Chorus, but living it, letting our lives speak of the fact that we have been with Jesus, we've learned of him. May our lives sing your praise. So, Father, dismiss each one of us with your blessing. May we go out into the week to serve you acceptably through the power of your Spirit, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Go in peace.